Afternoon, my name is Glyn Carpenter. I'm at the Camberley Theatre in Camberley Theatre in Camberley. How silly was that? With Chloe Tigwell and Samantha Watson to discuss the ever-looming book festival, which is happening this year on the 10th to the 12th of May. Now, this is our third year, and it's getting really exciting every year. It's just the most wonderful occasion for all family, any age, to come along and visit the most outstanding people that we've attracted this year, or should I say the Camberley Theatre have attracted this year. Samantha, how is it that Andrew Motion, who was the former poet laureate, how did you get him to come and open this festival? I mean, that's so exciting.
It is wonderful. We're really thrilled that he's agreed to come along. What we did, we just had a look at some of the leading figures, really, and we wanted to feature poetry quite strongly this year, because it's always not really been very well represented in the past. And really, when I think of poets, I do think of Andrew Motion. So it was as easy as finding out his agent, ringing him, asking if he'd come along, and he said yes, because he'll only do festivals now. So we're absolutely thrilled he's with us on Friday the 10th.
Funny to talk about poetry, because this morning on Radio 2, on Chris Evans' show, Daniel Radcliffe, no less, Harry Potter, actually publishes poetry under a pseudonym. And it got let out. I can't remember his pseudonym name was Jacob something. But apparently it outsold anything that went out that year. So how cool is poetry when Daniel Radcliffe has published this poetry? And I mean, I personally actually do love poetry. Do you think our schools are going to get involved in the poetry read?
I really hope they do. And I think that somebody like Daniel publishing poetry is going to bring it to a completely new audience, because he's got such a strong following with Harry Potter. You know, it makes it more accessible for young people. I think they find it more relevant. So I really hope that the schools do get on board with poetry. It is part of the syllabus. But maybe it doesn't appeal so much because people find it a little inaccessible. But with the people like Daniel Radcliffe, Stephen Fry, are all publishing poetry, I think it's going to bring it to a much wider audience.
And I think also because rap is poetry by another name, and you can do Shakespeare to rap, is just absolutely fantastic. I've seen that in London. And it was so joyous. I mean, have you seen that in your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Chloe. And, you know, we've been watching some YouTube clips yesterday of the Reduced Shakespeare Company
doing hilarious.
Things like that. And that's exactly what they do. So it can be a really contemporary and an exciting way of enjoying language, really. So, you know, like Samantha says, I just think it would be great for young people to get more involved with things like that. And who better than a former poet laureate to be opening the festival?
Okay, so that's fantastic. So that's happening on Friday at 7:30 on the 10th of May at Camberley Theatre. So moving on from that, we've got what I really get excited about. We've got the crime, the funny side of crime, with Simon Brett, who I've been lucky enough to meet before at other book readings. And that came out of the funny side of crime, I know for a fact, came out of something that we said at one of our meetings before about the literary festival. How did you get all of this sorted out? Because you've got some great writers here.
Well, what we did, we approached Surrey County Libraries because we thought they'd be a natural partner in the festival. And they do a lot of author events as well. So I literally just talked to them, a lady called Kay Hadwick. She sourced the authors for us. We did put in a special plea for Simon because he is such a wonderful speaker and a lovely man.
Funny.
He's very witty, he's very funny. And she worked on that, and so we've come up with this panel of crime authors, what they call cozy crime. You know, if you go to your local library, you'll see there's plenty of books, and they're very well borrowed. And I think it's going to be great fun. It's a new departure. We hope it'll be really successful, and it should just be a good laugh, if nothing else.
And what's really interesting, too, is the tickets for this event are only £7, and I can't tell you, people, how fantastic it is, because it is very, very funny. But what's also wonderful about this year that I really need to highlight is the fact that one of the festival's sponsors, which is the Arts Council, they're sponsoring free tickets for all under 16-year-olds, which I think would be wonderful, because if you get the under 16-year-olds into this particular event in the evening, they will... It's so not dusty. It's so happy. It's such a funny event about how you kill people and
How can you make killing people humorous? But honest to God, Simon Brett does it. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic. So I'm hoping that it will attract a lot of children or a lot of under 16-year-olds. You wouldn't want to be called children, will they? Not in this day and age. But Chloe, moving on to the best thing this year is the big read. Explain the big read.
Well, this year, as with last year, we're having a big read. And this year it's with Louis de Benier. And we are reading his book, Notwithstanding. And what we're doing is we're encouraging everybody to get involved in advance of the event to read the novel and then join us and a panel of guests at the event on Saturday at 2 p.m. And we will be discussing the book and everything about it, really, and everybody's opinions and what they thought. It's a really lovely way of getting more involved with the novel. And also, Louis is actually going to be there himself, which is something that's really exciting. So, you know, we're just thrilled to be able to do it with him this year.
And obviously, people might not know, actually, that he was brought up in Surrey, given that he writes so well about the Greek islands.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Because this novel is based on where he grew up in Surrey, in a village in Surrey. And it's kind of a collection of short stories about the people and the characters that he hasn't forgotten. So there's lots of quirky, exciting, interesting, bonkers people. Yeah. So it's a really lovely story.
Yeah. No, I've read it. But what's also interesting, we've got Juliet Foster again this year. Which is, you know, explain to people who she is and why she's such a part of our festival.
Yeah, Juliet's fantastic. She's a journalist and broadcaster, and she leads a fantastic panel and just makes the event, really, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
She's a brilliant person. She's she's really keen. She loves the book. She's already read it.
I think she's already done a review,
hasn't
she?
She's already reviewed it in Surrey Life magazine. So it's going to be fantastic to have her leading the group of guests again.
And then we move on to the Gothic. S.J. Bolton is a thriller writer of very, very successful Gothic novels. So I should suspect we'll have hopefully a very large teen audience that would like to get involved in this because they love Gothic, don't they? What do you think? Do you think that we'll be able to get those, Samantha?
Oh, I'm sure we will. I mean, S.J. Bolton, she's published about two or three books and she's very, very popular. How she sort of sets the crime in the rural areas. But it's not the cosy crime we were talking about before. It's quite hard-hitting. There's some very strong characters that run throughout her novels. So definitely that's going to be another must-see in the festival.
Hopefully the young people will come to see that. And again, under-16s get in free. So that's going to be on the Saturday the 11th at 2 p.m. At 4 p.m. we've got S.J. Paris. Ooh, sacrilege. I like that. 1584, nothing is sacred in the pursuit of power. Sounds a bit good. What's that about?
I think if you're a lover of historical whodunits, so if you like S.J. Sanson, Ellis Peters, that sort of genre, then S.J. Parrish is really the one for you. So it's set up against the backdrop of Tudor England. It's all very well researched, and her hero is the Italian monk who solves lots of crimes against the backdrop of Henry VIII and the Tudors. And S.J. Parrish is actually Stephanie Meyer, who is a journalist. She used to write for The Guardian. And she will be in conversation with Juliet Foster, talking about the latest novel, which is Sacrilege. So it's another must-see.
She's a Sunday Times bestseller as well. She is. We're really getting some street cred here in Camberley, which is lovely. Another one on the Saturday in the afternoon at 5:30 is Jim Bob. Jim Bob. Good night, Jim Bob. Author Jim Bob will be talking about his career as both a writer and a musician. So that would be interesting again to the youth culture. Is Stefan coming to that one? Stefan Nahusky, our youth coordinator from the youth group.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, I do too. And what does how will they know Jim?
Well, Jim is not only an author, but he's also got a career as a writer and a musician. And he was part of a cult electro-punk band called Carter and the Unstoppable Sex Machine. And so whilst he's still making music, he's also writing. And he will be he'll be talking about his debut novel, Storage Stories, which was published in 2010. And then also later this year, actually the same time around the festival, he's publishing a next novel.
Driving Jarvis Ham.
Yes.
Comes up with some great names, doesn't he, this man?
Absolutely.
He's very alliterative. So hopefully that'll be well attended as well. Peace, Love and Potatoes. There's a title for you, Peace, Love and Potatoes. John Hegley. is to potatoes what Wordsworth has been to daffodils. There's a statement, Samantha. What's that all about?
Well, I think John Hegley is very well known if you regularly listen to Radio 2 or Radio 4. He's a sort of a performance poet, but his rhyming, it's all comedy. It's very witty about his observations on life and the people around him. And he often does a lot of the festivals, like Edinburgh. He's been to Hay. He's a real regular on the circuit. But I recommend people come along if you've never heard of him. Don't be put off by performance poet. It's just great laugh, very witty. He's very erudite, very clever, and just a lovely, warm personality.
And another title is My Dog is a Carrot and Uncut Confetti. So he obviously has a grand sense of humour.
He does. He really does. He's one to come and see. He's hilarious.
Oh,
fantastic.
Can't
very
wait
quirky,
to see.
Very, very one of a kind, isn't he?
And he's on Sunday afternoon at 4... No, Saturday, do apologise. Saturday the 11th at 7:30. We then move to Sunday, and here's my favourite author, just because he's a self-published author, and that's Ben Galley. He's amazing, and if you follow him on Twitter, I can't tell you what a monster this man is. He's so young, he's self-published, he's got to be number one on the internet, on Amazon. He has now just raised money to sponsor his next book, where people like ourselves, we could give him £10 or £20, and we will be mentioned in his book. But the reason he's done this is because he's hired someone to do the artwork. He writes fantasy novels,
yeah,
and they're fantastic. I've read them. They are so good. They're page-turning. And he does this thing, and he's just out there with technology. He's really up to date with technology. He goes around the country giving his time to teach people how to self-publish. So I've got it, and he loves bacon butties. So, you know, I like him because he loves bacon butties. So he's this year on the 12th, Sunday between 2 and 4. So what do you think about Ben Galley then, Samantha?
I think he's really the one to watch. He's such a talented young man. He really knows where he's going. And he's just so nice as well. And he's very happy to share his knowledge and his experiences. So he's going to be running a writing workshop. And you don't have to be interested in writing fantasy novels to come along. This is just how to write. If you want to self-publish, what pitfalls there are to avoid. But it's going to be in a very relaxed, friendly and informal atmosphere. He did the same thing last year and he was very popular and we had great feedback. People just said, please, can he come back? And we're delighted that he will be here on Sunday.
I'll be bringing him a bacon butty just to make sure that he remembers me. So I'll be here for that one. And then we move on to someone who's very close to our hearts here in Surrey Heath. On Sunday at 4:30 will be Murray Rowlands, Innocence into War. He was in Waterstones yesterday just launching this new book, and he's a local councillor, fabulous guy, great activist in the community. So how is it that we've got him this year? Because this is really very, very good for us.
Well, really, for every festival, we want to throw the spotlight on local talent because we think that's an important part of the festival. And obviously, I know Murray through work, and he popped in one day, and we were just chatting generally, and he said about this book that he was self-publishing, and we would talk about it, and I thought it sounded so interesting because it's a very personal story about his relatives set against the backdrop of war in New Zealand. Now, when history is taught in the schools, especially in British schools, really the contribution that the New Zealanders and Australians gave towards the war isn't really documented as much as it should. So this is going to redress the balance. But it's a wonderful read. It's very moving. It's about courage. It's about love and family ties. And I think it's just a lovely story. And I just thought we had to have it in the festival this year.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, I know him personally and he just is such a nice person. So I'm very, very pleased to see that he's here this year. And again, that we are supporting local authors.
Yeah,
very well done. On Saturday, there's a cartoon workshop for children with Mick Brown. I mean, kids just love doodling, don't they? You give a kid a crayon and they're gone, aren't they? They'll do you the whole kitchen, won't they? We'll just draw everything. So hopefully this is something that is going to be well attended for you. And have you done this before?
No, it's not something that we have done before. It's actually something that the Camberley Library have organised. So it's being held there, which will be lovely. And it's taking place on Saturday from 10 to 11, and then there's another session at 11:30 to 12:30. And it will just be a lovely way for children to spend the hour learning how to draw and getting creative and telling stories with pictures. So I think that will be something that will be really fantastic and something that makes the festival, you know, available for everyone, you know, for children and adults and young people. It's a nice thing to be able to do.
I think also holding it at the library reinforces what we're trying to do here. But I think in terms of planning the literary festival, you know, obviously we're only in our infancy here at Camberley Theatre, but in years to come we will spread out and hopefully we'll be able to have an event at different areas in Surrey Heath, because it would be nice to go out to the villages and, you know, to where the libraries are and have an event in the library in the villages prior to our big launch of the literary festival. So I think that it's lovely to have it in the library here because it is a really nice building. It's got lots of stuff going on in there. And the final thing, the wonderful thing, because she couldn't make it last year due to illness, we're closing the festival with Honor Blackman as herself on Sunday at 7:30. And I mean, this has just got to be a fantastic coup.
Yeah, we're delighted that she's coming back. She's going to be in conversation with a gentleman called Richard Digby Day, who's a very well-known director. So she's really going to talk about her career. And I have to say, she's had an absolutely fabulous career. I mean, from, you know, the Bond girl to the West End. And she's a very witty lady, very self-deprecating humour. But she'll also probably do a few songs and a few sketches as well from her very popular one-woman shows that she's been performing over the year. So I'll definitely be there watching because I'm a bit of a fan.
So am I. I mean, she's still extraordinarily looking.
Oh, she's fabulous.
She's so beautiful.
She's still doing yoga. I'm trying to fit in interviews with her at the moment, and trying to work around her schedule is insane. She's off to Wales doing Casualty. Then she's got a yoga session. Then she's in the studio doing something else. She doesn't stop. She is remarkable. And I think it's really special because this is the autobiography that you're going to get to see that she's not planning on writing. So it's something that there's no other way of being able to be part of. I just think it's a must on the festival programme this year.
Yeah, thank you for that, Chloe. And I think what is remarkable is that we're having a morning devoted to younger bookworms, storytellings, games, and fun things to do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a really nice morning for children to come along. And as you were saying, we've got storytelling by some local actors that was really successful last year. We've also got sort of games and craft sessions we're going to do. We've got sort of make your own bookmarks and fun activities. And because thanks to the sponsorship from the council, we are able to offer children under 16 the chance to come and do this for free. So That's a lovely part of the way, a nice way to end the festival for the children.
And also to mention that you're working in partnerships with Waterstones, which is a local bookstore, even though it's nationwide. They've been incredibly helpful to us this last 3 years, and obviously with Surrey Libraries. But I think more than that, what's remarkable is that the two of you have organised this, and you must be infinitely proud at how this is developing each year. I'm really, really pleased and glad to be connected with the two of you for organising this.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, the response we've had this year has been overwhelming. I mean, I'm being approached from local authors and writing groups to see if they can take part next year, which is very satisfying and, you know, makes it all worthwhile. But this year has been really brilliant with the sponsorship by Surrey Heath Arts Council, working with Waterstones and also the Surrey Libraries. But what I think this year, I hope lots of people will come along, because in order to make it as accessible, you know, we are offering festival day tickets for £16. So, and what that means is that if you look in the brochure, if you look online, lots of the events are marked as a festival ticket, and you can come to many of those as you like within one day, and you only pay £16. So I think that's pretty good value compared to some of the other festivals. So we just look forward to seeing everybody in May. Yes. Can't wait.
So what you can do to keep up with everything, you can check out our website, www.camberleytheatre.biz, or you could go onto our Facebook page. Alternatively, you can follow us on Twitter @CamboTheatre.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you very much to both of you for your time.
Thank you.
And all your effort that you put into this, and I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.